This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. Texas kids are back in classes for another school year, but the state's education agency is still hammering out how it will right a wrong for students who should have received but were denied special education. It's been 2 years since a Houston Chronicle investigation revealed Texas had been creating the false impression that the need for special education in the state was on the decline. In reality, Texas had a de facto cap in place and had found ways to block students from even qualifying for special ed services. It was basically a savings strategy. But now the feds say it's time to pay up and fix special education in Texas. Lindsay Jones is the Chief Policy and Advocacy Officer for the National Center for Learning Disabilities in Washington, D.C. Lindsay, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Now that the barrier to qualify for special education services in Texas is gone, does that mean students who need them will have easy access?
Well, we certainly hope so, but it's probably pretty unlikely, given what we know about the scope of the situation. As you mentioned, the cap on those services was in place for many years, so there are likely hundreds of thousands of students that Texas now needs to serve.
And so that involves going out and finding these kids. So the cap was in place since 2004, so kids who had graduated or would no longer be in the school system, finding them where they are now, is there a precedent for that? Have other states had to do that? What is even the map to go about starting that process?
Yeah, that's such a great question. There really is not a precedent for this. I think the beginning has to be for those students who are still within the school system. Part of the issue here is that because the cap was in place for so long, the current teachers teaching today in Texas, most of them, many of them, have always operated under a system with different rules. So they've got to now receive training on who they need to be identifying in the classroom. Because you're absolutely right. Texas, under federal law, has the obligation to find children with disabilities, those who are in need of these services, and provide them. So the first place to start is really with helping to support the educators in the classroom today, getting them what they need so they can identify those students, and then providing the interventions and other services the students in the classroom need.
So that, you know, theoretically it seems like an easier process, but I understand there's some challenges there as well. Nationwide, there's a shortage of educators who are qualified to do this, and Texas has the same problem. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Texas has created this situation, and it's much larger in scope than we've seen anywhere else. But as you've mentioned, every state in the nation struggles to find enough special education teachers and specialists and others, psychologists, to work in their classrooms. So filling that need is really going to mean both training the people who are in the schools, getting those educators the resources they need, and finding more people to fill these jobs. And that's going to be a Herculean task. And it's going to be one that's very expensive for the state, no doubt.
Well, and I was just looking up those numbers. The TEA said they estimated $3.2 billion in the first few years, and then at least $1.5 billion a year after that. Do you imagine a lot of that is going to hiring and to training?
I would think yes. It is a huge task because of the length of time that Texas denied the services to students. There are so many in the system who need help, and it's the educators who really have to learn, you know, you've followed different rules for all of this time, which were inaccurate and not correct. Now you have to help them understand how to provide the services when they're needed.
What about if you're a parent of just one student who maybe has been denied access or maybe is still in school and has the opportunity to get more access? What's your advice to that parent?
The first step is getting good information. Contact your school, work with your school, talk to them about concerns you may have about your child's struggle to learn or learning and attention issues. Then be that sort of loud voice for your student. Be the loud voice for your educators in the school. Tell the state what's needed. So getting involved and getting information early is going to help any parent get better services for their student.
Lindsay Jones is with the National Center for Learning Disabilities. Lindsay, thank you again.
Thank you.
and you're listening to the Texas Standard.